I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, 55th Quartermaster Mobile Kitchen, and 82nd anniversary of the Great Escape. U.S. Army soldiers assigned to the 55th Quartermaster Company, 95th Combat Sustainment Support Battalion, 16th Sustainment Brigade, served food to soldiers on Rhine Ordnance Barracks, Kaiserslautern, Germany, via the Mobile Kitchen. The soldiers provided essential field feeding support from the MKT, sustaining readiness and morale for units operating in the area. Here is U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Jose Medina, Sustainment and Logistics Section Deputy Chief of Staff for the 21st Theater Sustainment Command, giving an overview on the 55th Quartermaster Company's Mobile Kitchen.
Our mission today is to make sure that all our soldiers, that our meal card holders, that are out here processing, coming through or going out, the DPC are fed 3 square meals. So right now, our timeline, it's not indefinite, but we're tracking anywhere between 3 to 6 months until our defect becomes operational and it's met the standards of reopening. Whether they're from CENTCOM, they're from UCOM, they're from everywhere, just to come out here and have a meal. 3 square meals in the morning, for lunch, and for dinner.
Recently, a commemoration event was held marking the 82nd anniversary of the Great Escape in Zagan, Poland. The annual observance honors the courage and sacrifice of Allied prisoners of war who attempted a mass escape from Stalag Luft III during World War II, preserving their legacy and future generations on the significance of the historic event. Here is U.S. Army Major Daniel Marrow, the U.S. Army Garrison Poland Executive Officer, speaking about the event.
For me, it's a very personal, historical event, and to actually be here and experience it is a lot more meaningful than actually, you know, watching it on a movie or, you know, on Netflix, for example. I would say what resonates with me more is probably just the support from the community and just seeing the overall, you know, the number of representatives here from not only from the various Polish armed forces, but also from other countries too. I noticed that we had representatives here from the Czech Republic. So for me, this seems to be a much bigger event than I anticipated before I came here.
For more information, visit divishub.net. And for local news and information around the region, tune in here with us at 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang.